when Hitler invaded France, there was a lot of British soldiers and French soldiers, and they were over there in France, and they didn't have a way to get across the channel. And, you know, it was certain that if they were captured, they're going to be killed, they were going to be taken as prisoners of war. And so really, King George called a day of prayer so that on Sunday, May 26th, that everyone would get together and they would gather to pray. And they talk about everybody. And they talked about the pubs were closed, actually people were praying in the churches. The churches were filled and spilling out into the street, and everybody joined together. And they thought, you know, if we try to evacuate, we could maybe only get 20,000 people out. But everyone joined together in prayer. And it was really amazing because on May 28th, storms broke out over Flanders. And so when they were going to get the soldiers, the air was completely filled with storms. No one was able to fly, so the Germans weren't able to come and bomb them, bomb the soldiers, bomb any of the vessels coming. But the sea was like glass, they said. And so the British Army was able to walk 12 miles to Dunkirk, and there they were able to board ships. And they had every little ship, every little dinghy, every little any type of vessel went around. They said it was like rush hour traffic on a highway. And so on May 29th, 47,000 men were rescued. On May 30th, 53,000. And then it continued, just 53,000 next day, 68,000, 64,000. In total, 334,000 men were able to get away from safety. And I just love that. You know, God tells us to turn to him, and when a nation gets on its knees. And I think it's just, and it's such an amazing thing that here's this whole country on their knees, and all those men were able to be rescued, and then later were able to go on, because those troops were safe, go on and, you know, fight Hitler and be able to win victory. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite stories of the book, too. That and Corrie ten Boom is probably one of my favorites. She just goes with the World War II tie.